Empower Radio presents Out of the Fog. Join intuitive guide and spiritual teacher Karen Hager for lively, positive conversation with lightworkers, healers, and dynamic wisdom keepers. Get ready for inspiration and connection. This is Out of the Fog on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation with enlightening guests, and I'm glad you're here. You can follow me and find out more about Out of the Fog on Instagram and Facebook. I'm at Fog City Psychic over there. And you can stay up to date on what's coming up on this show. You can get links to episodes, find out what I'm knitting or what's on the jigsaw puzzle board, and a lot more. So that's at Fog City Psychic on social media. What if you could use your intuition for a deeper understanding of your physical and energetic bodies and get insight into where you are balanced and where you might be out of balance? My guest today says that you are already wired to tap into medical intuition, and so is everybody else. Tina Zion's my guest today, and she says that understanding ourselves in this way, looking at ourselves in this way, can sharpen our intuition and change our lives. Are you ready to meet her? Tina Zion is a fourth generation intuitive medium, educator, and she's considered an expert in medical intuition. She's the author of 3 award-winning medical intuitive books, and her newest book is Be Your Own Medical Intuitive. Tina teaches all over the world, and she's a contributing author in Michael Newton's book, Memories of the Afterlife. She's taught self-development courses for 30 years and specifically has specialized in medical intuition for more than a decade. Now, you can find out more about Tina and her work at tinazion.com. Tina, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Karen, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Bless your heart.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. I want to know what medical intuition means to you. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, to use medical intuition is truly about removing and releasing the fear of knowing about oneself, because with medical intuition, we are and have the ability to go within and to actually look all around inside of ourselves. We can actually learn how to do this for others too, but we will find within ourselves maybe things that we forgot, things that are actually creating our struggles, our life struggles, but also our physical struggles and illness, and where the exact cause of the illness or struggles began. That's really one of the key things that I talk about and help teach people is, you know, where did this begin? When was the exact split second that our struggle began? And so I would say medical intuition is a combination of our physical body, but our emotions, our thoughts, and our awareness. And it's not a gift. I don't have a gift. It's not a gift. Everyone has this ability because we're, like you said, wired to do this.
What happens if we are afraid? Afraid of what we might find, afraid of what the root cause might be, afraid of what the answer, the information is. How does that skew what we might believe we're receiving?
If we are truly receiving intuitive level information, it will be neutral information. If we have fear or worry or any other kind of emotion, that always means it's coming more from ourselves. And so I would say to really recognize, was that an emotional response that you just got? Was that emotional piece of information you just have? Or did it feel very neutral? Did it just feel like very important information without any emotion? So that's probably the first way to notice the difference between, oh, that felt really scary or bad, or, oh, I just received this piece of information. See, just very factual and very neutral will always be the clearest piece of information.
And it sounds like that then gives you time to sit with what you've received. Whereas sometimes those emotional things or those triggers, sometimes it can, it spurs you into action, kind of.
Yes, but that for sure, yes. Yes, don't rule that out. But notice if you're seeking information, it will feel, and clear, intuitive information, it will feel very neutral and not charged with emotion. Emotion will bring it up to our awareness. But then when we look deeper inside and what's underneath it, that's when it will hopefully, the more you turn it over to your guides, it will be more factual and less emotional. Mm.
Can you share a time when you have been aware of information as a medical intuitive for yourself?
That's a good question. I don't think anybody has ever asked that. That's amazing. Yes, let me think here what I would narrow that down to. I received, let me say this. I had an injury to my eye that I wasn't aware of any injury happening, but it was an injury to my right eye and my eyelid and the side of my face. And when I worked with my divine and sacreds for the exact cause of that illness, I was taken to a past life. I'll try to make this a short story. To a past life where I was being stoned to death. And the stone that actually killed me hit me in that same place. Now, this is my most recent experience. It just happened a week ago, I think. So when I went into the healing, because I take all of these things into very, very precise healing steps with whatever it is we find, when I took this to a healing, I saw that the person who threw the killing stone, this was clear back in Amsterdam in the 1600s, was actually a current family member that cannot stand me, a current family member in my current life. No matter what I do, that woman just hates me. And here she was when I was taken back to the past life. There she was throwing the stone that killed me. Mm. When I recognized that and did healing steps, that swelling went down, this redness went down. My eyelid was like cracked open. It was gone overnight. You can't even make this stuff up.
And anything I ask you don't want to answer, just go take a hike, lady. I'm not answering that. Does that woman in your family still not like you? Because I bet she still doesn't like you.
Well, it was just a week ago, so I've not been aware of any differences. But see, when you ask that question, I just asked my guys, what should I, you know, mention as a good example? They said, well, my goodness, this just happened last week.
Wow.
Tell them this.
How often are the causes of our physical or emotional or mental imbalances? How often are those from past lives?
I would say very frequently. But I've also noticed, because when I write another book about medical intuition, like you said, my three books, that I really, each time I study myself and how did this happen? Why did the person change? You know, what happened within me, blah, blah, blah. And what I kept noticing is that there's eight, I would say, like groupings or categories of the cause of illness. And so that has been very, very important. But I would say, to answer your question, oh my goodness, our past lives come forward into our current life because of trauma or traumatic emotion. So it's a frequent cause.
In other kinds of physical and mental and emotional imbalance, is trauma always at the root of it?
I would say emotion. So it's not always, might not be considered a trauma. But for example, if you or any of your listeners or I have physical pain somewhere, underneath physical pain, there's always some emotional pain. So I keep finding, no matter what, emotion is involved somehow in our struggles.
Do you think that Western medicine or traditional medicine and medical intuitives can work together, or is it best if we each stay on our own side of the line?
Boy, now here's what I would say, and I think your audience will be delighted to hear this. More and more people who are physicians, surgeons, nurse practitioners, nurses of all backgrounds, physical therapists, who else, respiratory therapists, are coming to my workshops more and more and more. And I actually have some of the people, many people who are actually from the medical realm, even physicians, who are mentoring with me on an ongoing basis. And it's here's the reason why they're coming, is they always tell me this: I just know things before I open the chart. I just know things as I touch the doorknob to my exam room before I walk in to see my patient. How am I doing this? What's going on? I want to do more of this. So to me, and I'm a registered nurse too, to me, it's truly integrative. It's truly the coming together of both the physical and the non-physical realms of health. And so the Western medicine very much on the physical level, but also this non-physical level of healing is going on at the exact same time. So I love it when it comes together.
Well, and that maybe there's an opening taking place where we can, where we're not trying to categorize each other so much, but where we are instead sharing information, as you are with the people that you mentor and your students, we're sharing information without trying to keep it all so close to the vest.
Well, yes, and so many people who are in my office, I have sent them to the emergency room from my office during a medical intuitive session. I have asked them to call right then and there a family member because they're thinking about harming themselves. You know, so it truly is the coming together of both worlds. And that's my hope to teach people, is this is not an either or, this is a coming together of the worlds.
You're listening to Out of the Fog, and I'm talking with Tina Zion. Her newest book is Be Your Own Medical Intuitive, Healing Your Body and Soul. You can find out more about Tina and what she offers at tinazion.com. That's TINAZION.com, tinazion.com. So Tina, for listeners who are drawn, it's a great title for a book, Be Your Own Medical Intuitive. For listeners who want to try this out and to do it safely, how can we begin? You talked about that fear sometimes that holds us back. What if I see something? What if I know something? Am I willing to sit with what I receive? How can we start to feel into those layers of connection that can lead us to medical intuition?
Well, I'll say a couple of the primary steps to even recognize how intuitive we are is, again, that emotion. If something leaps into our awareness or our thoughts or our mind and it's emotional, well, we can sort through that. But when something leaps into our awareness that is very factual, that will be a key to realizing you received a piece of intuitive information, because as you and I sit here and talk, we are actually the air is filled with information. It's filled with what people would call intuition. And a key for our intuition and to know it's that is what leaps in to our thoughts or our mind's eye as if it came from out of nowhere. And that will feel very, very different than if it came out of like our guts, came out of you know, our heart will be more emotional. So I would ask people to really, really notice this. And the other key thing is, the more we get out of our way and turn this over to divine and sacreds, the clearer they can get through to us with very profound information. And that really is a key, is to get out of our own way and to actually work with the highest level. See, there are all kinds of levels of guides in the world or in the cosmos. And I would ask people to insist on only the divine and sacred.
How do we get out of our own way? I guess that's the $6 million question, but how do we get out of our own way?
Well, we have to find that measurement. Oh, well, this was emotional. Okay, that's just, you know, my fears, my worries. And then on the other hand, oh, wait, that popped in out of nowhere. Then it was just facts. It was just a piece of information. It's like when my eye was swollen for a couple of weeks and I thought, well, no, why aren't I doing this for myself? And off I went to a past life. Now I could have sat there and thought, oh, I've got cancer and, you know, all around the right side of my face or something like that. And that would have been very emotional. But I said, what is the point of origin causing this? And bam, I was tied up to a wagon, standing up in a wagon, getting stoned in the middle of Amsterdam in the 1600s. You know, we can't even make this stuff up. And especially the profound intuitive information, it will feel like it came out of nowhere, like there's a bit of a surprise to it even. That's a good way to put it. I think there's a bit of a surprise to what's the true stuff.
I like that. And it's not, it's a bit of a surprise and not like a scary surprise, but it's where did that come from?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes. And I would say, you know, the other key point is my goal is to empower people and not think that I have a special gift or any people that are professional intuitives. We don't have a gift. We're all wired to do this. And I say, I really just help people notice the very, very subtle is what I think. If I could boil it down into one little key point, I just help people notice very, very subtle information.
Now, I've been working as an intuitive for more than, almost 13 years now, maybe a little longer. And I spent a lot of time worrying about what people would think about me. Would they think I was weird? Would I get rejected? How would I tell people what I did? And I spent a lot of time tripping over myself because I was scared of if I'd be weird. Mm-hmm. And it took me some time to start to feel okay with who I was doing this work, start to be okay with letting people know that this is important, that this can be healing. Do you worry about what people think about you? You're all over the world and you're an expert now. Are you worried about what people say?
No, you know, and I never have been. Some of that is because I grew up in an environment, a family environment, where we were expected to be intuitive and we were expected to be mediums. And so if we perceived a family member who's deceased, it was no big deal. You know, somebody would say, well, what did they have to say when they came in? You know, things like that. Wow. So I did grow up in an environment that it was just absolutely natural. And I thought everybody, you know, grew up that way, but I realized they did not. But the more we worry that people will react to us, we send out a strong signal to the world that they need to react to us. And so I would ask people, don't send out that signal. Don't send out an emotional piece of information that says, ooh, I'm worried about what everyone will think about me, because then the universe has to match it. So the less you care about what anybody thinks, I mean, I really don't care in the slightest what anyone thinks. Because I love it that you giggle about that. But I know deep truths about it, and I live it. And I've done this, the medical intuitive part, since 1991. So a really long time. And when you will get validation from lab reports, you know, and validation from x-rays and all kinds of things, you'll know that you are really receiving medical intuitive information.
Well, and you must get validation too from, at least what for me is a sense when something rings true, when it's true and I can feel it, when I know it, there's that kind of validation too. And it, and that, and for me, see, you're way cooler than I am. So you grew up being cool. I did not grow up being cool. I was not, I did not grow up in a house where you could just invite deceased loved ones. So no, but it, there's that getting comfortable with what rings true and being able to sit in the truth of that, to let it ring true, let it open more doors that I feel like is foundational for health, all kinds of health, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, all kinds of health.
Completely. And I would say, here's what I noticed about people who were afraid, because this is the most common thing is that people are afraid they'll, everybody will find out how intuitive they are. But, you know, when they start sharing just little bits and putting it in terms that their family or their friends can hear, and, you know, don't say, oh, I got an intuitive hit from you. Just say, for some reason, I'm just noticing blah, 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 you know, whatever that is. And the more we start sharing those little bits without terrifying people, the more people will come to you and say, well, what do you think about this? So I have found that more and more, that if you just share your intuitive wisdom in words that do not scare people, oh my goodness, they will start coming to you.
How would you like to direct the listeners so that they can connect with you, find out what you're teaching, get their hands on the book? What should they do?
Oh, thank you for asking that. Well, it's my website, and it's just my name, TinaZion.com. And so on there will be a way to email me, and it will talk about my books. And also, I have a recorded course in how to become a medical intuitive. And then my live courses, I just finished the live, my last live course for this year. So as my schedule builds next year, it'll be posted. So thank you for asking that.
Well, it's important. We only have a few minutes together, you know, and you have a giant body of work. So it's important to let people know how they can connect with you. What do you think, what would you like to leave the listeners with in terms of maybe inspiring them to connect with their own intuition, to trust what they're feeling, to maybe come into balance for themselves?
I would ask each of you to truly realize that you no longer need to be a victim to life. We no longer need to be a victim to things that happen in our body. To truly feel our own empowerment, because the more we recognize how powerful we are in very positive ways, the healthier we will be, the more we know that we can direct our own energy fields. Oh my goodness, the healthier we will be. And to move from that place of unaware and a weakened place, please move to realizing how powerful we humans are meant to be.
And we're always moving, aren't we? It doesn't stop. We don't go get to a place and go, okay, I fixed this issue. And now that growth, that change, that healing never, ever stops.
I always say too, that we're never a finished product at the end of an assembly line. We're never a finished product ever.
Love it. Tina, thank you so much for talking with me.
Bless your heart. Thank you, Karen.
That is Tina Zion. Her new book is Be Your Own Medical Intuitive. healing your body and soul. And you can find out more about Tina and her work. Watch for that schedule to build up next year at tinazion.com. That's T-I-N-A-Z-I-O-N, tinazion.com. And of course, you're always welcome over at karenhager.com. It's a great place to find out about what's coming up on this radio show, classes, and all kinds of other good stuff. You can even book a private session with me if you are so inclined. And you can follow me on Facebook and on Instagram at Fog City Psychic for even more fun and yarn. And I got a loom, a little tiny loom, and I'm going to try to learn to weave. So follow me on social media for yarny hijinks. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.